Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Thanks for joining me again for another episode of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. We have heard and read so many things about being mindful. It's all over Google, the internet, YouTube. And the truth is, we all need some extra tips. The research is out there. We know that mindfulness is key. But how do you attain and obtain the state of mindful? In today's episode, you'll hear me live on a pre-recorded line talking with some clients and giving some tips about how to be mindful in your eating practice. If you love this podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. You can also check some things out that we have developed at www.wendyfrancis.com. I've got some new things coming up this year, but for now, please check out the E3 Overcoming Your Emotional Eating online course. It's a way that I have dove in to help you identify, change, correct, guide you through your overcoming. Thanks so much for listening. Other people with questions, comments, or things I can help with?
I have a question.
Sure.
So I do a lot, I find myself doing a lot of mindless stress eating. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a full-time employee and also a full-time student, and when I know I have a lot of homework or an exam or something coming up, I'll sit down with my laptop and I automatically think of what type of a snack I can grab. Mm-hmm. And sometimes mm-hmm. I'll find myself doing it without even thinking. You know, like I'll walk over to the pantry and open it up and I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can I know I need to be more mindful. And I've even reached the point where I'll tell my 16-year-old and my husband, if you see me going to the pantry and I'm not really even thinking about what I'm doing, stop me. But yeah. I need to be able to stop myself and not immediately turn to, I know I'm going to be stressed out, so I need a snack.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you for bringing that up. So, and is it stress? Is it procrastination or is it habit?
Possibly all of the above. I do have some little nervous tics, you know, that I kind of experience when I'm doing my schoolwork as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like my teenager, he's 16 years old and he was my study partner for a while there. And he said, Mom, it's hard to study with you because you're constantly getting up. You know, I'll constantly get up and leave the table and go straighten something out and then come back and sit down and do it again. So, or, you know, sit down and try to focus on my schoolwork. He said, you're constantly getting up and leaving and you'll go do little piddly things and then come back to finish where you left off. And I never really noticed it as much until he pointed it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, the things that I'm getting up to go do, they can definitely wait. So I have a problem with, you know, just sitting still.
Mm-hmm. Does that happen in other times in your life or just when you're sitting down to study?
I think just when I'm sitting down to study.
Mm-hmm.
Because, say, for example, during my job, I have a very, very busy job during the day, and I have a lot of people who are coming into my office to see me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting distracted involuntarily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty much stuck at my desk and just listening to things, you know, or dealing with things that are happening. So I don't really get a chance to get up and alleviate any anxieties that I have.
Got it. Okay. So that makes sense. So then at home, you're doing the converse.
Yes.
So there's a couple of things, you know, I love mindfulness. I love it. And I think putting into practice for so many people leaves so many questions unanswered. Unless you're a real guru, and I am trying to be, but I am not there. So I understand that component. So, but what you can do, you can learn to be, there's a couple of thoughts I have for you. You can learn to be mindful on the front end, at least of sitting down. Because the real practice of mindfulness takes, you know, quite a while to really, really envelope and really dive into. It's not something that just happens. It's like a muscle. So if you learn to be mindful for 5 minutes, well, that's a really good stretch. And then you can learn to add on to that. So I would say to begin with, you might try to just be mindful the first 5 minutes you sit down. We're going to talk about some behavior interventions too. But meaning when you sit down, it's okay, I'm sitting down with my computer, maybe putting on some relaxing music, maybe taking some deep breaths, even before you open it, so that you're really calming down your nerves before you even begin in a mindful practice. Even before that, it might be that you go out for a 5 or 10 minute walk so that you get those jitters out of your body.
Okay.
Then you come in, or 20 minutes or 30 minutes, depending, I don't know how many jitters you have, you know, but doing that, then coming in, then sitting down, putting on some calming music, whatever relaxes you, and then just kind of deep breathing for 3 minutes, just sitting there. So you can start to come down into your seat, so to speak. That would start the process differently. It might be also that you keep calming music on while you're doing work. You might need something auditory, or conversely, you might need a diffuser going with some lavender. You might need both. To start to calm your senses down.
Hmm? Yeah. I noticed too that my 16-year-old, bless his heart, you know, he always has his AirPods in his ears listening to music when he's doing homework. And
right.
I say, how can you do that? How can you listen to music and do homework? My mind can't think that way. And he said, you know, just try it. He said, just turn the music down really low, you know, the volume really low, and he said it might help you to sit still. So mm-hmm. I put spa music on. You know, I mm-hmm. love the music that I hear, like if I get a facial or whatever. So I'll
yeah.
put spa music, and that definitely helps. It does.
Exactly. So that would be helpful. And to do that even before you open anything up. Conversely, you could also maybe sit in a different seat or a different location of the house. Sometimes I find just by changing that, you know, 3 foot by 5 foot place that we might sit to do work can be really helpful because it's in a different tread or wear pattern. And right now you sit in that place, you get up, you go to the pantry, you come back. You get up, you go to the pantry, you come back. Your brain and body are on autopilot.
Right.
However, if you went around the corner of your house and your brain and body went to go on autopilot, you would walk into the wall.
Right.
So putting yourself in a different part of the house can help with just the initial kind of behavioral feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Along with some music, along with, you know, having a diffuser going with something and getting those jitters out before you sit down and being very mindful of, okay, now is my time to study. Or, you know, do my homework, whatever it is, you know, whether it's studying or doing a paper. And I'm, you know, and making sure that your body feels relaxed as you go to sit down. If it doesn't and it needs to get some more jitters out, whatever that is, go do that mm-hmm. before you sit down so you don't stay in the pattern. Oh, wait, I forgot to turn off the oven. Oh, wait, I forgot to do that before you even sit down.
Right.
That's the mindful part. Because again, it is really hard. It's like mindfulness is like a new muscle. Mm-hmm. So being mindful for like 3 hours, like, I think the only people I know that can do that are these people that I've interviewed that are like, that are mindful experts. They're an expert. This is what mm-hmm. they do for a living. So we can learn from them those tips, but we can start small to build the muscle.
Very good.
Does that help?
Very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You can do this. I think you just really need a couple different interventions, like just getting, especially if you're what I call pinged all day long, you know, where someone's coming and telling you problems, you're solution oriented, you know, kind of bing, 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 bing all day long.
Yes.
You come home with a lot of energy in your body that you probably don't even recognize.
Yes.
You've got to get that out before mm-hmm. you go to sit down. You have to get it out. We can't suppress that energy that resides in our body. You can't suppress it. You can try, and that's what food does.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really work. It doesn't really suppress it. It just numbs it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just tap into your body for a minute on the front end and you feel that energy still in your body, well, get it out before you sit down. An extra 5, 10, 15 minutes can save you hours on the back end.
Right. Good thoughts.
Yeah. And so tending to that will really be helpful for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Great question. Thank you. Other questions, comments, or things I can help with?
Hey, Wendy.
Hey.
That actually really just hit home with me, but in a different way. I'm in Charlottesville. And mm-hmm. I'm the email lady. Mm-hmm. And good news, because I recommitted to another 6 months. But my problem a lot of times is in the evening or when I'm alone. And I do get, I never realized it until you guys were talking, this sort of jittery, mm-hmm. sort of center of chest feeling. Mm-hmm. And I had listened to Kathy's podcast that you did. I think it's your episode number 10.
The first one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I did listen to the second one, but I'm repeating some of the mantras that she talked about. I deserve this.
Mm.
Why am I reaching for this? Mm. You know, do I need a drink of water? Do I need this? And now actually when I get super bad with the jitters, I get up and I'll walk out of the room. I usually don't even tell my husband what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I go up, and now that I've lost some weight, I can actually sit in the bathtub. And mm-hmm. I go up and I run a bath with bubble mm-hmm. baths. I put my phone by the bath, and then I listen to a couple of podcasts while in the hot water. And that actually does the trick really well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
good.
So far working for me.
That's excellent. Good for you. So, and if you recognize, so I think that's great. And if you recognize, I'll give you another little tidbit. If you recognize that you have the jitters in a certain part of your body, like you are recognizing your chest.
It's always quite often in my chest, yeah.
Yeah. That I want you to start to think about as you go through your day, even before it gets jittery up there, but what movement or thought or thing that you do affects that part of your body. For example, for some people, taking a big, deep breath in and pushing their shoulders back helps them to release that part of their body. For other people, it can be a push-up, right? Like, and I'm not saying that's the answer, but start to think about what impacts that part of your body, even if it's you just kind of rubbing your chest.
I've always resolved it by binging. That to
right.
me was always the solution.
That's right.
So I do have breathing exercises that I do during the day. So I'll try to tie them into where that is. I also just bought a vibration plate to have at home.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm starting to feel that, and I also have restless leg syndrome, but
yeah.
if I'm starting to feel it, not in my legs, but in my body, I will actually just go to the plate and just do really super low for about 5 minutes. And that seems to make it go away or lessen.
Great. So yeah, that's what I would encourage you to do is start to find those coping mechanisms for your body that help dissipate that feeling in your chest. Because that's what you want to target. And so often I'll find that people will recognize that feeling in their chest, but they'll go out for a walk and then they'll still overeat. And I'm like, well, your body was telling you I need some attention paid to my chest area. And you told it, no, you don't. I'm going to tell you, you need your legs paid attention to. So it's imperative to match where you feel that in your body in order to get the release. Now, if it just feels jittery all over, you want to try something. But yes, go ahead.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah. So that's why I want you to tap in to that part of your body.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Great.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.